Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. Cheers to all of our Australian mates.
Yep. Summer's coming. Hang in there, guys. Anyway, joining us is Mr. Paul Abbott.
Good morning.
And I don't know if we call this, are you part of the EAA band?
I have been in the EAA band.
Okay.
We just did a big concert yesterday.
Oh, cool. Where? Theater in the Woods?
At the Theater in the Woods, and we had a big audience, and they seemed to enjoy it.
Good. And you have composed an EAA theme, is what I've heard it called.
That's right. And it's a brand new recording of this new music. It's a piece that's dedicated to EAA, and it's potentially kind of a signature song.
Okay.
Air Force, Army, every high school has a signature song, but EAA doesn't
never
have
did.
One.
Yeah, we were too busy building airplanes.
That's right.
That's what's important,
yep,
I think.
Yep. We did listen to it this morning. It's kind of cool. It has a very Air Force-y feel to it.
Yes. Well, it borrows from other aviation themes, including the Air Force.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write it and compose it and put it together?
Well, you could say it took a long time, because I've been coming to EAA conventions before they were called Air Venture since 1970. And years ago, I was thinking, EAA does not have a song. And about 6 years ago, after being here in Oshkosh, I got out my notebook and I sketched out a song. And I thought, maybe someday I'll do something with it. And then a couple of years ago, I said, wait a minute, there's an EAA band. And maybe I could write an arrangement for them. And I did. Last year, the band played it. And this year, we have recorded the whole song with vocalists, so it's a complete recording.
Yeah, the vocals, the choirs, the harmonies were very rich.
Yeah,
very,
they were. Rich. That was the master's men, according to the information that we have here. How was it putting this thing together? I mean, you had an 80-piece orchestra, you had the master's men. My God, were there any moments in there where you were pulling your hair out?
No, actually, everybody involved was a volunteer. And you know how volunteers work around here. That's what makes things work.
Things just get done.
Right. And the singers were volunteers. The orchestra, the band was volunteer. It's a regular band that's been around for quite a while. Actually, I play in that band. So I just said, could I borrow us for a while?
Yeah, can I borrow the band?
And we recorded it.
And they immediately thought, oh, no, another wedding.
Oh, yeah. Well, this piece of music, I might mention, it has lots of touches of aviation in it. And one of the unique things is that it harkens back to the early days of aviation, when there were no electric starters, and the engines were huge, and the propellers were like 7 feet long. And someone would have to get out there and to start the engine, he'd call out clear, which would be answered from the cockpit, meaning
right.
We're okay to move the prop, and they'd turn the prop a couple of times to get the oil moved.
Get her going.
And then they'll call out contact,
Well, on that note, I'm told it's ready to play.
Well, let's
listen.
Hear it.
Contact.
Take her up again on wings of my own.
I'm allowed to see above the clouds. The sun is always shining there for me.
Sharing skies with other gals and guys, just let me fly up in the sky, high as can be. I sail through the air like the heroes we've known.
Contact.
Take her up again on wings of my own.
Take her up again on wings of my own.
I feel up in the air. I cannot describe that feeling. I feel alive when I'm up there. I say hip hooray for the folks in EAA. So,
where? Contact, contact.
Take her up again on wings of my own.
That is cool.
You know, it has a very 1940s feel.
Yeah, I think that's what
it.
They were shooting at.
Yeah, and it's kind of in the same genre as other organizations' songs. You know, it's a mm-hmm. march, mm-hmm. and almost all of them are marches, that sort of thing.
It's kind of funny when you think about a march with airplanes, because the airplanes don't typically march.
No, but there are a lot of relevant themes going on mm-hmm. in this thing, because let's face it, people still hand prop aircraft. That's something that has never gone away.
They do, and we still traditionally call clear when we're ready mm-hmm. to spin the prop. So
yep.
That all fits.
Yes, it does.
What was the inspiration for the way you did the music? Were you just looking at 1940s in general, or was that just something that really appealed to you?
Well, it appealed to me. I have seen one occasion of starting engines like that. I went out to Old Rhinebeck, where they're flying mm-hmm. the World War One airplanes with the original rotary engines.
Yep.
You know, and those things are a monster to get turned because the whole engine spins.
Right.
And they would go through that procedure, and I'm sure they're still doing it out there. So it naturally fits. And you know, I think. Particularly in EAA, people have an interest in the start of aviation and what went on in the past, and it fits EAA.
I believe it does.
Right. And you may notice it's kind of a peppy song, mm-hmm. Which the theme of EAA, of course, is the spirit of aviation. And I'm trying to catch the feeling of flight, you know, so that when you hear this song, you think, oh, whatever those folks are singing about, that's what I want to do.
And, yep.
Well, so. you've got a great song going. Are there any plans for a music video?
Oh, great idea.
A music video.
I'm serious. You've got the greatest place right here. All you've got to do is get some footage, and there are World War One aircraft here with rotary engines.
Yes.
And they... Do
I'm sure they'd love
like
to have
on
you down there.
On well, the song.
I'm sure the song is available. I'm making it available to EAA. I know EAA produces a video, and if they wanted to include that, that'd be wonderful.
That would be okay.
Yes, and those videos are really excellent. I've noticed videographers all over the field.
You can't turn around without seeing a camera. You know, how long did it take you to actually finish it up and get it recorded?
Longer than you might think. It's 2 minutes and 47 seconds long. I started actually writing it 3 years ago. And over a year, I put the original instrumental together. I also had sketched out the vocal part and had the words to the piece, but I didn't do that until later. So it's really about a three-year project. Of course, that's not what I do for a living. I that's sort of a passion. I do it in my spare time, so I would work on it.
So one year per minute seems about right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow. That's dedication.
True.
How long did it take to record the song?
Well, it was done in two sessions. The first session is with the band, which is the Indianapolis Symphonic Band, which is a really great band. I live near Indianapolis, and I play in that band. And we in one of the rehearsals, we dedicated a few minutes to record the background. Then separately, it was actually about a month later, we got the quartet together, and they recorded their part, listening in to what the band had recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two things were put together, and that's what you hear today.
Right. You had to make it all fit after that.
Right.
No second takes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, nowadays you can edit things, and
yep.
That's really handy.
Yes, it is. It's a lot easier than it used to be.
And the producers are very skilled today as well. And the amount of equipment that they have to polish a song is just yes. incredible.
And this was done by an amateur producer. He plays trombone and euphonium in the Indianapolis Symphonic Band. But as a hobby, he has this complete professional quality studio set up in the basement of his house, which we use to advantage.
Which just came in handy.
Yes. Yeah, really.
Of course, we couldn't fit the whole 90-piece band there. No. We had to do that at their rehearsal hall.
Well, yeah, they had all the microphone equipment too, so right. It made it easy.
Yes.
You know, all you had to do is just get everybody in there and get them away from the coffee and donuts long enough to do the song.
The hardest part was getting them to, when they finished playing, usually they immediately talk about what they were playing, and I'd have to tell them, no, you got to be quiet. We got to have 4 seconds of quiet so that the room reverberation is on there. It doesn't sound like you just got
yeah, exactly.
talking. You
yeah, exactly. Yeah, let it die out nicely. A little ambiance. It came out beautifully.
Well, great.
Okay, so are there plans for a second song?
Which would be?
I don't know.
I would love to do that. I have many ideas for songs. Right now, I'd like to see what EAA wants to do with this and what anybody else wants to do.
Right.
There's some talk of publishing it as an EAA piece. And we'll see how that goes.
Can I program it into my car horn?
There you go.
That'll get people's attention.
It certainly would. They're wondering, where the heck is the band?
Yes,
actually, that should be like your hangar doorbell.
There you go.
Know? When somebody hits the doorbell, it starts off.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, it could be at least be a ringtone on your cell phone.
A ringtone. I didn't think of that. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
We can do that here. We can make an MP3 out of that.
This just has all kinds of possibilities written all over it.
That's right.
Okay, I hope so.
That's what EAA is all about, is possibilities.
Possibilities, yes, absolutely. Indeed. And there's a possibility that we'll get replaced by somebody that knows what they're doing next
time. I think you're doing a great job.
You've been listening to Paul Abbott here with his new EAA anthem, On Wings of My Own. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave.
And this is EAA Radio.